And a man who I don't believe has taken any recent pictures with kittens, but probably would look good in them, is joining us right now, our pal, Bubs Edelman of the New England Patriots. Hello, Bubs.
What's going on?
What do you think of those Gronk photos?
You know, they're funny, but, you know, we're kind of busy thinking about the Dolphins. Thinking about kittens.
You're thinking about, you mean you're thinking about taking pictures with dolphins, or you're thinking about the Dolphins?
The actual Miami Dolphins.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you something. If I were you, you have an unbelievable game last week, 69-yard touchdown, and you're being tweeted by the very lovely Anna Lynn McCord, and then all of a sudden she's talking about how Gronk makes her breathless. I mean, what does she want the guy who scored the touchdown, or does she want the guy who took pictures with kittens? That's what I want to know.
You know, Gronk's got a bunch of touchdowns, so
yes.
Who knows?
Now, are you friendly with Anna Lynn McCord? Is she a friend of you, or was that just a random tweet?
That's just a random tweet.
Wow, that's just fantastic. I mean, isn't that great?
For now.
I mean, she's trolling. I love it.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, think about that. I mean, a few years ago, you were on a field at Harvard Stadium with our moronic former producer, and here you are, you're getting tweets from Hollywood starlets years later. I mean, I stop and think about that, Julian. Congratulations on that.
Hey, well, you know what I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the Miami Dolphins, baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
We're moving on to Miami.
All right, so Miami, pretty good team, and you guys have struggled with them, certainly, the last couple of games. And so give us your thoughts on that. That's a good football team.
Definitely. I mean, they had our number these last two times that we played them. And, you know, especially, you know, we got a secondary that's been playing pretty well, been banged up, but they're getting back out here. You know, they got a defensive line that gets after the pass rusher, and they got explosive guys on offense. So, you know, they're playing well. They let one slip last week, but that's just going to make them hungry. And you know, they're playing for something big out here, and you know, it's going to be a big game. So. You know, it's kind of crazy. Every week we've been saying that, oh, this is a big game, this is a big game. You know, and just prove that every game is big, and this one doesn't change at all.
Hey, do you get to have a word with number 12 kid when he throws it up there and you get popped? I mean, you've taken some pretty nasty hits, kid. Being that you're my friend, I'm like, Jesus, Tom, can you just, you know, frozen rope it to my buddy?
You know, he's got to battle other things, you know, with line, off our defensive line coming, you know, manage the pocket and all that stuff. So anytime he can just get it around me, hopefully I can snag it in and, you know, try to make something happen with it. But you'll never complain when a ball is coming your way.
Did you get a chance to see the Browner hit, and were you as bothered by that call as we were fan wise?
Well, I haven't. I haven't seen it on like a TV copy or anything. I saw it live, but
yeah,
you know, it's a tough. That's a tough deal to call, you know, for the refs, especially when it was such a big hit like that. I mean, I could see how they called it. I could see, you know, then you look at it and it wasn't. You know, it's just, I don't even dip into that whole story because you never know. You never know.
Well, I mean, you know, you never know, but, you know, as you know, you're playing on the D side of the ball, and you got to be able to feel like you can go hit a guy. I mean, that's what you're out there to do. And you get a call like that, I think it's tough for those guys to figure out how to play their position.
I mean, defensive backs are probably the hardest positions to play now. You know, a lot of rule changes and stuff, but that's why, you know, you got really good guys out there that are athletic and that will probably adapt. So, you know, I can't answer that question. I don't play defense. I'm the guy getting bamboozled on the other side of the ball.
That's correct. That's right, Bubs.
So,
yes.
Hey, Jay, how much do you play against Revis in practice, and how much does he help you get better?
You know, we play a lot against each other, especially in my training camp and all that stuff. And it's unbelievable because he's so instinctive and he's so smart, such a, you know, a premier corner in this league that anytime you do get to go against him, you know, it's going to help you. So that's definitely, you know, along with Browner, along with, you know, Alfonso Butler, we got a bunch of guys that are really good. So, you know, it definitely helps going against our defense every day to make us better.
Hey, Bubs, a texter wants to know what you're eating.
I'm drinking a smoothie.
Smoothie time, kid.
Oh, it's smoothie time. Of course it's smoothie time. Yeah, it's going. What do we got in the smoothie this morning?
Cherries, blueberries, raspberries, pineapple, protein powder.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah. Flaxseed.
Yeah. Flaxseed.
Some flaxseed.
Almond milk.
I'm going to make myself one of those later on because I got a big race tomorrow. I got a 5K tomorrow, Bubs.
Large smoothie.
You do 5K?
Yeah, I'm doing it again. Second time I've done it.
Second time you've done it 5K?
Yeah, second time
in a year.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
What do you mean? Oh wow, Bubs.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I know. What do you? I mean, you know me as an athlete. I mean, I don't get what are you impressed about?
That you didn't die.
Well, your 20 foot time to the buffet table is worldly.
No, that's not
true.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy does have calves of a cheetah.
Yes, you're right. I do. I like that. I'm gonna hashtag that. Calves of a cheetah. Calves of a cheetah. You're correct about that. All right, Mr. Edelman. Well, and are you ready for the holidays? What do you go? Do you mix up Hanukkah and Christmas? Or are you full? Because you're half Jewish, right? So what do you do? You do both?
Yeah, I do both.
Do
both Christmas.
Yeah. All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
I haven't done any of my shopping, so I'm screwed.
Well, you better get something nice for Anna Lynn McCord. I would maybe some kind of Louboutins or something.
Miami Dolphins, baby.
Are we on to, you know who likes to go to Miami a lot is Anna Lynn McCord. Maybe she should maybe. All right. Well, listen, what, Bubs?
Oh, I was going to say, thank God the game is in Foxborough this weekend, though. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. So maybe she'll have to fly in private or something.
Nah, you can't. Hey, listen. We already saw that fiasco with Tony Romo putting the chicks in the stands with the jersey on. Forget about that.
Forget about it, right?
Chicks are for the off season.
Forget about it.
It's about football, guy.
All right. Well, good luck on Sunday.
Yeah, have a great game, buddy.
We will talk to you soon.
All
right. Very good. There's Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots on today's Hillman Huddle.